We'll be in John chapter 17. We will eventually get to 2 Corinthians. Most of you probably know me, but I'm Andrew Weeks. I've been coming here probably since 3 years old, I think, around there. But probably most of us can probably come to the conclusion that relationship is probably the most important thing when it comes to Christianity. We all agree? Well, I always kind of wonder why. We say that relationship's the most important thing, but yet all we show is our record of how many church services in a row we could come. Why is relationship so important? Look, goes kind of back. Why did God even create heaven? Is so we can have an eternal relationship with Christ. In the beginning with Adam and Eve, that was his initial plan to have a relationship. So just today, that's just kind of the focus, our relationship with Christ. So in John chapter 17, verse 20, we'll start there. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. This is Jesus in the garden praying. He was all the disciples kind of falling asleep, and he just finished praying for them. So now what he's talking about is through their message, is the ones who believe through the disciples' message. So this is for us. So I'm just going to start over. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me, and I have loved them, even as you have loved me. I feel like this is just a spot where, as a church in a whole, has kind of left out. For one, there's probably a ton of different denominations that can't even come together and have a calm discussion. And on another point, with God, we come and, I come to church, I pay my tithe, and I just go on through the week. Just last week we talked about the crucifixion, God raising. He didn't come to die so we can continue on with what was going on. He wasn't pleased with how things were going with Judaism, people. It just was a religion, going, following the rules, and through the rules you got to heaven. So he sent Christ to die to not only save us so we can go to heaven to have a relationship with us, but to establish a relationship here on earth with God, not just wait to have a relationship with him in heaven. And if he wasn't pleased with the religion set that was then why would he send his son to die so we could just go right back to it? Kind of getting twisted around in here. The definition of relationship is the relation connecting or binding together two participants. It says to be one, in a way, have a relationship more than just coming to church, more than just paying a tithe. We're to walk as Jesus walked. We're to love how Jesus loved. We're supposed to reflect him. How are we supposed to reflect something we don't know? It's like me going out and trying to tell the world that they all need to meet the manager at Dairy Queen. I've never met him. I know there is a manager there. How could there be a store without a manager? Never met him. Never talked to him. How am I supposed to reflect him? How am I supposed to tell you how much you need to meet this guy if at first I don't even know him? I mean, several people have said, we are the only Bible someone will see. Like at work, live out your faith because you might be the only Bible that they see. Well, if you're not in your Bible, or if you're not praying and know God, then how are you supposed to reflect Him? That's why we have so many, as people say, versions of Jesus, is because they don't know Him. They go out and try to represent their interpretation of Him. All this world is seeing is an inconsistency on people who say they know their God, but go on walking through it as a religion, not a relationship, which continuously through the Bible, trying to bring Christ people to Him through a relationship. He loves us. He wants to experience us. Yes, He knows everything about us, but He wants to experience us. I've heard that towards marriages, like you know Him, but you want to experience Him. I feel like that also connects with this. He knows everything about you. He has paid the ultimate price, like we talked about last week, for you, not so we could just sit in a pew week through week and then just go on through our daily life. Even in verse 21, may they be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Not only does God want a relationship with us to experience us, but also our relationship with Him can impact those around us. If we truly know Him and able to represent Him, then through our relationship through Christ, we could win others to Christ. Because we claim to be of God and then showing them just our interpretation, not the real thing, in a way is just turning people away. So many people have been hurt by religion, hurt by tradition. As when I was praying about what to speak on, and this came to mind, I had nowhere to start. And it was neat because God gave me 3 encounters with strangers at work, just trying to talk to them about Jesus. And all they see it is a religion. That's all they view Christians as, a bunch of hypocrites, you have a bunch of rules, you got to dress nice. That's all they see us representing. They don't see the love that Christ gave us that we are supposed to be giving. We're not appealing to them. Our walk with Christ is not appealing. They don't want the walk with Christ that we have because all they see is a bunch of rules, a bunch of regulations, a bunch of things we're supposed to live up to that aren't even appealing. I mean, they walk around saying, well, if there is a God, I'm a good enough person. And I always thought that was just kind of joking until I went to a kind of conference and met some atheists that was their, they fully meant that. Well, if there is a God, I'm a good enough person. I don't do this, I do this. And that isn't too far off what most Christians, well, I'm a good person, I go to church, I do this, and that's what they leave it at. They don't go for the relationship that Christ paid a heavy cost to give us. And not only is our relationship with Christ so important, but if we go to 2 Corinthians, where the poet says we were going to go originally, he was asking about, well, where are you going to preach from, about like 2 weeks ago, so I give it, and then a lot of things change. Second Corinthians 5, starting at verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ. He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. See, here this is Paul writing a letter to the Corinthians after he established the church and trying to reconcile them not only back to himself, but them to God. See, now that once you get a relationship, now it's your job to go out and share it. I've heard so many people say, your relationship with Christ is personal, but not private. And not only can our relationship impact so many around us back to Christ, but I feel like through so many churches have misrepresented Christ that the world has a broken view of Christianity. And reconciliation, the definition, okay, an act of reconciling as when former enemies agree to a truce, are bringing two together, are, in other words, like Webster Dictionary, restoring a relationship. Through religion, as one pastor I was listening to said, through through the way we have interpreted our representing Christ has broken their view of Christ. They see church as full of just a bunch of hypocrites, liars, and they don't see any love anymore. They just talking to people, trying to get them to come to church. I'm not into religion. I'm just not into religion. Each person I talk to, they all had the same response. I'm not a religious person. It's like, that's not what it's about. It's not about a bunch of rules. It's not about dressing nice. It's not about just giving a little bit of money. He paid the ultimate price to have a relationship with us because he loves us. His original plan was to have a relationship with us, and this world is so hurting. I always knew this world was hurting because I watched the news and all that. But getting out and getting a job where I work right now, there is no other Christians. And just hearing them talk and trying to invite them to church, they're asking a lot of questions that I never thought were even important. A lot of questions that I just kind of, and that's like Sunday school, preschool kind of questions. But that's what they are looking for. They want to know why we believe what we believe. They want to know why we think there's a God. Because in their eyes, the way we act, that's no proof. Is our relationship with Christ proving that there is a God, proving that he loves them no matter what, not counting. And Christ reconciled us through, God reconciled us through Christ, not counting our sins against us. Yet, people don't even want to come to church or talk to Christians because they feel like all we do is judge. One guy was asking, does this world not hurt enough that to get our feet to move? Is there not enough just emptiness and brokenness that we aren't going to go out there and share Christ's love and bring them into the church? I mean, so many people, they just want God enough to get them into heaven and hide in a church until the rapture, until they die. That is too selfish a thinking. If you claim that God is everything to you and has brought you from the deepest hole, then wouldn't you want that for someone else? It's all about the relationship. Christ wants a relationship with you, and he wants a relationship with those outside. If the way they act scares you away from them, then let the way that God has transformed your life motivate you to bring him into their life to change theirs. It it's, I've got it in there. I just can't seem to get it out. But just this last 2 weeks of getting out there and talking, they're not against talking about church. I brought up church to one of supervisors, and they actually wanted to know. They didn't and walk away. So many people have they're so scared to go tell people about Christ because, well, the last person I told about Christ, they didn't start bawling and say, "Jesus, save me." Some plant, some water, some receive, but only God brings increase. Don't let just because they're not dropping on their knees saying, "Jesus, save me," from right just saying, "Jesus loves you," to stop you from going out and spreading his love. Just 2 days ago, I had an amazing conversation with someone about Christianity versus religion. Because as they said, "I'm not a religious person." Well, good, because neither am I. It's not about religion. It's not what Jesus came for. Just simple as just showing his love to those who need it. And there's this one guy, I watch a lot of documentaries and they're a lot of fun, but this one Christian, there are two of them, they're walking down the street and there's this really scary looking guy. Pants down to like his ankles, smoking, all that. And one guy's like, I really can't go up to that guy. The very thing that scares you to go up to that person, the life that he is living scares you, should be the very reason that motivates you to go tell him that Christ loves him. Because if you are set that that person's going to hell, are you just going to leave them and let them? You can't sit by. And I'm not saying that I'm doing it and you're not. This has been something that God's been working on my heart a lot lately. I'm giving it to you in like 15 minutes. He's been giving it to me in the past month. And there have been several times where I've honestly not done it when Christ has put it on my heart. One amazing thing, I was just going to the gas station, and I just felt like I was saying, "Just tell this person I love him. Just tell this person I love him." I walked up, sat my drink down, gave him the money. I said, "Have a good day." I walked out. And man, it hurt. So I was going home. My dad was going down the driveway, and he said, "I'm going to Bloomington." I'm like, "You want company?" He's like, "Sure." So we go to Bloomington. Well, through the day, I'm kind of beating myself up. On the way home, he stops right into the gas station. And Jesus said, and I just felt on my heart, "Go in there and tell him I love him." And the exact same people were there. I asked, "Are you going inside?" He goes, "Nope." I'm like, "Well, I am." I go inside. I grab more things to drink. I go up and like, "Jesus loves you." And that was the hardest thing that it felt like saying. And that man's eyes went big and his mouth kind of opened and did nothing. So I'm like, "Okay." Kind of walked off. And he was sitting there just nothing and looking throughout the window. He's sitting there watching me. People are so surprised when you say just "Jesus loves you." Lady at Walmart sitting there looking like she has had a horrible day. I've worked at cash register before. There are some people out there that are just not friendly and just ruined your whole day. But just saying, "Jesus loves you." They don't have to, right after you say it, say, "Jesus, I need you, I need you, I need you." If that happens, then someone else has planted the seed, someone else has watered, you're just there to harvest. If you claim that Jesus is the most important thing, then are you living to back that up? like I said, I'm not trying to be up here and say it that I am. It's just God has been really laying on my heart the importance of going out and sharing it, because this world has such a messed up view on what Christianity is. They don't want a religion. They don't want just sit in a pew, make sure you look all nice, and give away my money. They want to feel it. I can't stress enough just how much, how awesome it's been for me just to tell people that Jesus loves them. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy, but it's what God is calling us to do. Go out into the world. And it says they will know we are Christians by our love, not how we dress, not by our rules, not by whether we tithe or not. It's how we love. And some forms of how people know they love them is showing that you care, spending time, sometimes investing, not just in money, but in time. Kind of hard. I don't know where to go. It just kind of comes. There's just such... We all claim that there's such a need. You don't, to go tell someone about Jesus, you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to be a missionary to go tell people. We're all called to technically be evangelism. I mean, into evangelism. Just whether you're evangelist at UPS or evangelist at gas station. It could be anywhere. I mean, I'm not saying anything against pastors. Hey, I'm only doing a small part of a pastor's job, and it has taken me over a month and extremely hard and nerve-wracking. I can't even imagine what they have to go through other than getting up here and speaking. I just want, not only for you, but for me, just to focus on going out and sharing the love, sharing the joy that we claim to have access to. We claim that Jesus is the most important thing, that he gives us the joy that the devil can't do anything about, that we have access to, yet we walk around. And all you focus on is when you wake up, you focus on the exact second you get laid back down at night. I know I'm just kind of repeating myself a lot. Just the importance of how much we need this world to know what God is really like. And the only way we can do that is get to know God, is to get into our Bible, to get to praying. So, I know it's not a lot. I know it's not given a ton of points and super long, but it's kind of straight to the point. So I'm going to give it back over to Mr. Bailey.